Kodesh, Bikuran. One should not throw up between the bracha and eating. Between the same one word, you should not be masiyah between the bracha and eating. If you did say it, then you have to make the bracha again. Unless if you spoke with something which was relevant to the food that you're about to eat. If it wasn't salt, that's for salt. Or you didn't feed the animals beforehand. So, say if you feed the animals, somebody has to feed the animals before you feed yourself. You can hold the evidence if you didn't do it beforehand. So if a pili should be started to drink beforehand. When you get to drinking, you're allowed to drink before the hair. It says by Rivka, first gave to him to drink and then after to come out. The main thing is that we should have kavan in our brachas. Bracha is a special opportunity Chazal gave us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100 times a day. Pay attention. Hashem wants us to wake up. We're sleeping 99% of the day. So if we sleep 95% of the day, we're ready to make progress. We make a bracha and we say, I recognize, Baruch Ato Hashem, I'm talking directly to Hashem, Hashem is in front of me. The king of Hashem has Hashgacha over me. People are afraid. Say the king, Hashem has Hashgacha over me. Okay, things out of control. Melech Oilam, Hashem is running the world. Everything's under His auspices. The more we feel this, then we have more of a shmira, a source of Klal Yisrael, and also gives us more peace of mind, all the good things, and Oilam Habo. So it's very simple. You don't have to do anything new. Just, what, maybe it is new. New in your mind. Pay a little bit more attention to what you're saying. Yisrael Hashem will help bring the Yeshua the birth.